This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, let's forget about the terrible weather for a bit and talk about food instead. This week on Foodie Friday, Cassandra Anderton from Good Life Vancouver joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we want to start off by talking about a place you've noticed in West Vancouver.
West Vancouver's Fresh Restaurant, which is up at the top of Chippendale Road. You're talking about weather. It is best to go on a sunny day, but even on a cloudy day, it's got some of the best views over the harbor in the city. And this restaurant is manned by Chef Jeffrey Alvarez. Lots of globally influenced dishes, always sustainable ingredients, mostly local. Dinner, lunch, brunch. And they just received a gold at the Vancouver Playhouse Awards for their wine list. And they've also got the nod from the Dine Out as the best VQA pairing with their wines, as well as the best place to dine in West Van. So quite a few little accolades there.
Sounds very nice.
He's known for using unique ingredients, and what I suggest doing is going for a tasting menu, if you can, one evening. Things that will be a little bit different than most other restaurants that you'll get to try are kangaroo carpaccio. He's got the smoked sturgeon, the sustainable smoked sturgeon, and that's done tableside, so it's a little bit of a show as well as a lovely dish to eat. And muskox is another thing that he likes to put on his menu. So they are also doing a wine dinner with Laughingstock Vineyards, and that is on next Wednesday at March 14th. And April 4th, they will do Massey Wines of Italy. And don't forget Dining Out for Life on March 29th, which is a benefit for Loving Spoonful and charities to assist those living with AIDS and HIV. So that's March 29th. Great way to go and check out a new restaurant and dine out and raise some money for a great cause.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about a themed dinner coming up at the Pacific Culinary Institute.
Yes, entirely different cuisine and an evening out for Old Montreal. This is a fundraiser for one of the students at the Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts. She's been nominated as the finalist in a French cooking show. Details are all sort of top secret for now, but she has to travel back and forth from Quebec, so we've got to raise a bit of money to help her out with that. So we've got a dinner coming up, which is all based on Quebec food, such as lobster poutine, Quebec duck, and then she's got a maple trio for desserts. So this will all come together at $50. Apparently no tipping is necessary. There's a cash bar, and they can pair some wines with that lovely French meal, or perhaps in Quebecois style, perhaps beer or cider.
Right. It sounds delicious.
And the one thing I also wanted to remind people to do is tune in to Top Chef Canada Season 2. We saw Dale McKay of Ensemble take the title last year, so he'll be hosting at TAP. He'll be playing each week the segment at that restaurant, and I'm just excited to watch all the competitors, but local competitor from Shelter Restaurant, Chef Joel Obi. He's one of my favorite cooks out in Tofino. I love going to that place. It's a casual spot, but he's got some amazing tricks, and he'll be on. You know, we don't know for how long. Let's hope right till the end. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be cheering on all of our top chefs and seeing some great local talent Monday on the Food Network.
Excellent. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver, thank you very much for joining us this week on Foodie Friday. And this is what we do every week here on Fridays on the Midday Show. We take some time out to talk about food.